At 6:06, we have clouds, 70 degrees in Tulsa this morning. We're expecting a high of 88 with a slight chance of some rain. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Republicans picked James Langford to be their standard bearer in the race to replace Tom Coburn. He easily defeated T.W. Shannon and a host of other Republicans to pick up the nomination yesterday. For him, it is now on to November.
We'll just keep our work, so there's no change of plan for us.
It'll be eight more weeks, however, before we know the Democratic candidate. Jim Rogers and Connie Johnson will be in an August runoff. For State Education Superintendent, Joy Hoffmeister picked up the GOP nomination. Incumbent Janet Barisi came in third in a three-person race.
Tonight is the end of a political campaign, but by no means is tonight the end of my efforts for education reform in Oklahoma.
On the Democratic side, there will be a runoff between John Cox and Frieda Deskin.
I believe that this is a job for an educator with the most experience, and I also believe it is a position for a proven leader.
Tulsan John Doak has returned to the Insurance Commission, and Todd Hyatt is elected to the Corporation Commission. In the Tulsa County District Attorney's race, Fred Jordan and Steve Kunstweiler have eight more weeks of campaigning. This is Steve Kunstweiler.
My calling has always been prosecution, and that's all I've ever done, and that's what I want to continue to do for the great citizens of this county.
John Smoligo and Ken Yazel are returned to county government as well. Marshall Stewart recaps the Tulsa city races.
District 1 incumbent Jack Henderson, the longest-serving member on the current council, wins handily. GDQ in District 2 returns to the council for another term. And by a surprisingly large margin, Blake Ewing is back in District 4, soundly whipping Dan Patton, Mayor Bartlett's former campaign manager. The only real question is in District 7, where Anna America headed up a close vote, but not enough to win outright. There will likely be a recount because only a few votes separate incumbent Ariana Moore and the other candidate, Eric Turley. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
In other news this morning, Governor Fallon tells the Tulsa Chamber of Commerce the state's Insure Oklahoma program will most likely get another year's extension from the federal government. The program is Oklahoma's answer to helping low-income residents obtain health insurance.
I don't have confirmation totally on this, but I have good word that we may get another one-year extension on Insure Oklahoma, which would be great news for our state.
The governor says she's talked with federal officials and they seem willing to grant the extension. Now, last year, the federal government said Oklahoma's program must end this year. An intense effort is underway to hunt down and capture a serial rapist. Man, Tulsa police believe is responsible for at least six sexual assaults since the 1st of June. Officer Jillian Robertson says a task force is working aggressively to identify and arrest a suspect in the assaults.
This has really hit everybody, in a really bad place due to the amount of victims and how quickly this has escalated. So, yes, we are out there and we're aggressively looking for this suspect.
She says anyone with information about a prowler or a suspicious person in the neighborhood is asked to call police. Our weather forecast, no problems with the air quality today. It is in the good range. It'll be partly sunny. There is a slight chance of an afternoon thundershower, a high today of 88. Tonight, a slim chance of rain, 71 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, it'll be partly sunny. Can't rule out a shower and a high of 86. National Weather Service radar is all clear this morning. Now at 610, we have clouds and 70. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.